Earlier this week, I went to the storefront and Polly pulled me into this car full of people coming out here to hand out flyers. The support was so overwhelming, like just talking to people on their front porches and in the street, and everyone was so with us and was just like, awesome, this is great.
People have been there, people have family members. They understand that this is pointless and no benefit whatsoever to America or anyone else, and they want the killing to stop too.
I just talked to a guy who was 21 years in the Marines and whose sister lost her boyfriend in the war, and I talked to him, and he's going to be meeting us up over at the cafe, and that's the kind of discussions we're having. I came out here to Flyer last week and ran into a military family with an active duty son, and they are so behind us and so tired of what's going on with. They're tired of being afraid. They're tired of feeling powerless. They're tired of silence.
It was amazing. It was a little kid, and he was like, "Can I talk on the mic? Can I talk on the mic?" I said, "You don't even know what we're here for." He said, "Yes, sir. Y'all want our soldiers back." And it surprised me because the kid couldn't have been no more than about 11 years old. So, you know, he understands and he knows. And he said, "Right." And the other one said, "Right. It's the violence. Right. It's the violence." I said, "Yeah, same thing. It all ties together."